we can see for 200 miles all around Balkan Bridge, right? We picked this object up. We picked it up on the search radar, and we picked it up on the Hype Finder radar. We picked it up at a certain altitude on the Height Finder radar, and it stayed there for, a couple of hours. A couple of hours on the Height Finder radar. And it was at the same time painting on the search radar. And I know a lot of these people who want to shoot it down say it's anomalous propagation or whatever. Well, you know what? You know what? It's very, very slight possibility that search and height radar at the same time, two different radar, would pick up the same object at the same time and have it be anomalous propagation. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is not anomalous propagation. These were clear paints, okay? And I think the way it started was North Bay, the direction center, pointed our radar at this object, right? North Bay has our SIF, which is a friend identification, a friend or foe, a code built in on another radar that we have at the site. And it didn't show it being a commercial plane or a military plane. It showed it as an unknown target. And I think that's how it started. They pointed us in that direction. And then we kept looking at it after that. But anyway, I mean, for me to go over the whole night's event for you, I would have to have some time. But no, what we saw was real. What we saw was real, and I've read a lot of different reports over it. I don't know how many different reports you've looked up on the internet, and it says this guy said it was this, this guy said it was that. What we saw was real. What we saw was real.
Hmm.
They were very clear paints. They were very strong paints. It was no little fighter plane sitting at 25 miles from us at 30,000 feet. It was a big object that was sitting there. It sat there for a couple of hours, and then it went north, like straight up in the sky, very fast after that. What the hell was it? I don't know. I know my CO came out and said it. He looked at it in the binoculars and he took pictures of it, and it had the surface with the consistency of the moon, right? What the hell is that? I don't know what he was talking about. That had nothing to do with me, okay? The consistency of the moon. I looked at it in binoculars, too. It was very hard to see what the consistency of it was. But I can tell you this. My CO, I think, Major Oliver, I believe his name was, I think he was a fighter pilot. He was trained a hell of a lot differently than me. He was trained to look at objects differently and be able to estimate the distance through binoculars and their size. I wasn't. You know what I'm saying? I was just a radar technician. All I can do is look at my screen and say, hey, look, I saw this, I saw that, whatever. Was it a real real UFO sighting? Well, when you put it in perspective with everything else that was happening around Sudbury at that time, which I really didn't know anything about, then I would say, yeah, it was. But were we picking up the same things the cops and the nurses were seeing over Sudbury? No. We were picking up things further away from Sudbury. The things directly over Sudbury would have been in our ground clutter. And they said they were very low. They would have been in our ground clutter, and we would have had a hell of a time to see them on the radar. Do you understand what I mean? Yeah. Yeah, you know, Sudbury is only from CFS Falconbridge. I'm guessing. I'm only guessing. Sudbury is 15 miles away from CFS Falconbridge. And our ground clutter would extend that far. Meaning when the radar sweeps up and down, the height finder radar sweeps up and down, we're picking up buildings, trees, everything else for that distance. Okay? At a low altitude. Now, if there was something at 30,000 feet over Sudbury, well, we'd probably see it. But, what the police were saying at that time, it was very, very low. These targets were very low from what I... And I only know this from looking at the internet later, that these targets were very low, okay? But our target was out at 25, 30 miles. We had a good paint on it at 30,000 feet, 40, 70,000 feet. We had a good paint on it for a long, long time. But anything right over Sudbury at 15 miles or so, we had no paints on that. We had no paints on what was exactly over, what the police were talking about. And I looked it up on Google Maps and everything and how far away we were. We had no paints on that, what was directly over Sudbury. We had a paint on something that was further out, but at the same time that all this was going on. So I don't know how you want to interpret it or whatever, but could it have been that there were smaller ships flying around and the main ship was sitting 25 miles away, another 10 miles outside of Sudbury and whatever? I don't know. And whatever was out there was something very, very big. It was a big paint. It wasn't the size of a fighter jet or whatever. It was a big paint. If you took our biggest bomber or whatever, it wouldn't even have painted that big. It was something very big sitting out there at 25 miles for a long time. But I do believe we didn't see anything right over Sudbury with our radar. I don't know what our CO said or whatever. He's not an expert. He's just the CO. You know what I'm saying? He's the commanding officer. I worked that whole night from midnight till 8 in the morning and with a couple other guys, and what we saw was real, but I don't believe it was exactly as it's been insinuated that we saw those targets over Sudbury, but we didn't really see those targets. Do you understand? Hey, I'll send you, you know what I'll do? I'll look at the whole report again, and I'll send you an email where I highlight what I think we saw and what we didn't see. And then you can determine it all after that. I only looked up the Falcon Bridge incident that I guess you were listed there, whatever. Like, on that incident, there's probably 3-4 different websites, and then there's people saying, we didn't see anything, it was anomalous propagation, it was this and that. Well, horseshit. It was horseshit. There were no weather balloons. Hey, I'd been a radar technician long enough to know none of this was a weather balloon or anything. What we saw on the radar was real. It was real. Anomalous propagation, could it have been a cloud with ice crystals or whatever? Well, hell, yeah, I guess. If it would have stayed there for 2 hours and then moved big time north in like 2 sweeps of a height finder radar and gone to 70,000 feet, I guess it could have been. But I don't really think so. I don't really think so. Have you read about the, I think it was 1996, the Yukon sighting? Isn't that something? We're talking about something a mile wide by a mile or whatever. What about the Larry King 2008? It was on Larry King, January 2008. You can kind of say, well, okay, yeah, this is probably crap, or this could be something. But can anybody definitively come along and say, this is the real thing? No, you can't. You never can. Until somebody like the President of the United States stands up, makes a news conference, and says, yeah, this is real, okay? This is real, and this picture is real. Until that happens, none of us can ever say that it's real. But we can... Hey, you know what? When I read about the incident in the Yukon, it sounds very plausible. When I read about what they had on Larry King Live, and then there was another incident in Phoenix where two sisters saw something fly over a mountain recently, and the two sisters and their whole damn family, actually, saw this thing fly over a mountain. They were down, they lived at the bottom of the mountain, and this thing came across the top of the mountain. And they said it was 8-10, it was 7, the skeptic said it was 7 A-10 warthogs dropping flares. And you know what? I was in the military, I was over in Germany, I saw a lot of A-10 warthogs. They are the loudest damn airplanes going. Their jet fighter is meant to take out tanks, right? They fire shells the size of Coke cans. They're the loudest airplanes going, and there was no 7 A-10 warthogs that these two sisters said were so quiet. And they looked up, And first they could see the stars. After that, there were and a lot of lights from the UFO, right? After that, they couldn't see any lights. They couldn't see stars through it. It was like a mile across, 3/4 of a mile wide. They could see stars on the other side of it, but they couldn't see stars through this thing. They were no A-10 warthogs because they were completely silent, the sisters said. I don't give a shit if they would have been 13,000 feet above them. You would have heard the damn airplanes. They're very, very loud. Very loud. But, no. There are incidents that you can look up that would say, yeah, this is very believable. But, I mean, until we come right out, and one day it might happen, where some government comes out and says, hey, look, these are the pictures, eh? And you've seen the pictures of aliens supposedly from the States or whatever, dead aliens, alive and then dead. You've seen these pictures, right? And are they real or not? Well, you know, hey, if you believe that this kind of thing could happen, as I do, you'd say, yeah, probably real, but we don't know until somebody comes right out, until some government comes right out and says, yeah. You know, it's too bad somebody wouldn't go up and ask the President of the United States, do we have any proof? Like straight out in a news conference. Do we have any proof? And see what some asshole like George Bush has to say right off the cuff. Hey, I can tell you this, you know. The Sudbury incident, I believe we were looking further than what was over Sudbury. And I believe we were looking at something pretty fucking huge sitting there for a while. Who's to say we weren't looking at the mothership waiting for these smaller ships that were over Sudbury to come back home? Who's to say that? Who's to say that? Like these smaller ships may not have the technology or whatever to enter. Well, maybe they can, but maybe they always come down or normally come down in bigger motherships. You're talking about a carrier ship, and if it's a mile, hey, like they described them lately, a mile across by three-quarter mile, how many of these smaller ships do you think it can hold? It can hold hundreds of them. Hundreds of them. And who's to say it wasn't something like that? But all I can say, for that one night, we were not looking at what the cops were looking at. I don't care what my CO said and the bit about the consistency of the moon and everything. I think he was a little bit Fruit Loops. But I think he was a fighter pilot trained to look through binoculars better than I was, and I did look through the binoculars. But I honestly believe, being a radar technician, well, I know what I saw. I was the radar technician. I'm not the guy in charge of looking at the scopes. I'm the guy in charge of fixing something if it goes wrong. But from time to time, the boys who are looking at the scopes will say, hey, what am I looking at? And I'm going to tell them, you're looking at a real target. You understand what I'm saying? Because it was my job to fix it, my job to know what the hell a target looks like and everything else. And they were targets, but they were further out from Sudbury, probably 10, 15 miles past Sudbury, towards... Does it make any sense? Lively? Is Lively out at about 200 and... You know, whatever. The degrees quoted there, I forget what the hell it was. 180, 210 degrees or whatever from Falcon Bridge. It'd be Lively. It'd be... I think it would be. But anyway... that's about where the target we were looking at that night was showing up. And it's funny that nobody in all the bullshit ever picked up on that. And then eventually later they scrambled airplanes, right? You heard that? But you know when they scrambled the airplanes? It was probably 6 hours after our last hit on the airplanes. They scrambled them way too late. I don't even know why the hell they scrambled them. They didn't see anything. Yeah, they were gone by then. They were gone by then. I remember hearing something about that the next day or a couple of days later when I came back to work or whatever. They scrambled the airplanes and whatever time it was. Well, the targets were gone by then. But they did scramble the airplanes from Duluth or something in Michigan. Yeah, yeah. I don't know why they didn't scramble anything from North Bay. We had them in North Bay, too, but... you know what? It was about 6 hours later. They would never have seen anything. Everything we saw was gone by then. I know damn well it was gone by then. And it's kind of funny that they scrambled them. You know what I'm saying? Something's sitting still in the sky. You can damn well go and have a look and see if it moves when you get there or whatever. But no, they scrambled those airplanes probably about six hours late after they were gone, after the targets were gone. So, you know, what does all that mean? Well, I know what I can tell you is I know what I saw on the radar. I saw this object sitting there, sitting still in the sky for a long time. All people say it could have been a cloud with ice crystals, could have been a balloon, bullshit. It was neither of those two. Anomalous propagation, bullshit. And then it rose after a couple hours of watching it there steadily. It went from 30,000 feet to 70,000 feet in one sweep of the radar. Boom, boom. Gone. Fast. And then it sat there for a little while, and then it was gone. But it was definitely, in my mind, an aircraft. Not one of ours, obviously, but it was a craft that flew. That's all I can say. I mean, I was only a corporal. I'd been in the military, about that time? About 5 years or whatever. But I was damn good at what I did. I was damn good at knowing how my radar worked, and that's what happened. And as far as the CO goes and all the rest of the crap, well, we called him up when he came up. He probably came up 2-3 hours after we'd watched it for a while. He eventually showed up, you know what I'm saying? And do I agree with everything he has to say about the... Well, he's the only guy who was mentioned. He's the guy that made the report. Do I agree with everything while looking at it now? Not really, but I know he looked at the radar, and I know he saw what I saw on the radar. But as far as what he saw through his binoculars, well, you know, that's him, not me. I'm not the guy that made that report. I wasn't reporting an alien aircraft. I was reporting an aircraft that was unidentified and that was sitting there still for a long time, knowing that we don't have anything that could do that. Other than a helicopter, right? But the paint was a lot bigger than that, than a helicopter at that range. It was something fairly huge that was sitting there at 25, 30 miles. It was something fairly huge. But it wasn't what the cops were seeing over Sudbury or the nurses, because that was a lot closer. And from what I can see from the reports, a lot lower. And it would have been in our ground clutter. I'm not saying that it wasn't there, but it would have been in our ground clutter. And it would have been blanked out to the radar. Understand? Yeah, no, it would have been blanked out to the radar. It depends, okay? It depends on the surrounding terrain or whatever, but at 10,000 feet, the city of Sudbury from Falconbridge would have lit up the sky. It would have been so cluttered that you wouldn't see a plane on our height finder at 10,000 feet around at Sudbury. You know what I mean? It depends. It depends. Hills and things surrounding the area, but in the Sudbury area, I would say 10,000 feet, we wouldn't have seen anything. Right? Maybe 15,000 feet. Yeah, it would have to be higher. Because at 15 miles, 15,000 feet, Sudbury would have been blanked out. It would have been just a continuous glowing ball on our radar, right? Glowing yellow on our radar, where a target shows up as a yellow streak in the sky or whatever, but all of this would have just shown up as a big blob of yellow from 15,000 feet, 15 miles, yeah, probably. Ground clutter, they call it. Yeah, and above that, yeah, but like I say, our target was out at 25, 30 miles out of the ground clutter and probably and 30,000 feet high, and we could see that clearly. At the same azimuth from Sudbury, meaning at 210 degrees, and Sudbury was 210 degrees from Falconbridge. This thing was straight out 210 degrees, but another 10 miles further. Yeah. I'm not ashamed of it or anything. I'm not worried about it. I don't give a shit but what anybody thinks. It's gonna... Hey, I say the truth the way I see it. I could have inflated it and said that I saw all this over Sudbury or whatever, but you know, made everything more realistic. But you know what? I what I'm actually saying is that report wasn't quite done right, because we were not looking at the objects over Sudbury. Where in every report on there, it seemed like we were looking at the object over Sudbury, but we were looking further than Sudbury. And anybody who had half a mind, I'm telling you right now, anybody who was trying to disprove us or whatever should have realized that Falconbridge at 25, 30 miles was not looking at Sudbury. They were looking past Sudbury. They should have realized that. I'm willing to tell you anything you want to know about it. And I'll send you an email and I'll give you a couple other sites where I've seen reports about the Sudbury incident. Maybe you don't have them already. I'm sure you got most of them. And maybe you can read something new there, and you be the judge. You know what? From what I understand, UFOs tend to fly over or around military installations. And why the hell wouldn't they, if you think about it? They want to check out our defensive capabilities and everything else. Why wouldn't they want to check this out? If you were from another planet, wouldn't you, and you come to Earth, wouldn't you want, okay, if you want to land or be unobscured or whatever, you'd go where there were no military installations. But if you want to find out about how our technology is working, you're going to fly around them.